This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Wednesday, November 22nd, 2017. I'm Mark Belanger. A central question of our times as technological change intensifies is the future of work. What sort of jobs will be eliminated? What sort will be created? To better understand these questions, the UN's International Labour Organization, the ILO, has been conducting a series of conferences on work in the future. Unionists have been participating throughout these conferences because the ILO is operated as a tripartite organization led by governments, employers, and trade unionists. One of the unionists who attended a recent conference on the subject was Volker Sanchez, the General Secretary of the global union Industrial. Industrial represents workers in a wide range of sectors, including mining, manufacturing, and garment production. Mr. Sanchez emphasized the negotiation of global agreements between multinational corporations and global unions, such as Industrial.
The challenge to organize workers that are in precarious employment conditions is also to face governments that think they can only be competitive, keeping the working conditions as low as possible, so to defend trade union rights, defend the right for collective bargaining, for organizing, freedom of association, but also we must have also other tools like global framework agreements that can provide, through the international corporations, possibility that we can open the doors in the supply chains so that our workers can organize. And we're having some successes, some milestones in some companies in which we provide access for our unions to organize and improve collective bargaining. But it's a long way to go because the trend of migrating of jobs is huge. We're in a transforming working environment, so all these trends about banning of fossil fuels, changing in energy providing, and all the changes in Industry 4.0. So those are challenges that we have to address by a global solidarity action that provides solidarity from the top to the down of the supply chains.
Another participant in an ILO conference on the future of work is Anthony Ba, the General Secretary of the Trade Union Congress of Ghana. He points to the potential of solar energy, which can be used to create jobs, especially jobs for young people.
First of all, we need to grow the economy at a very high rate. All the sectors of the economy must contribute to this growth. And once the economy is growing, opportunities for jobs will be created and more young people will have access to jobs. Not just jobs, but also decent jobs. But the first thing we need to do is to grow the economy. And all sectors must contribute to the growth, not only one sector. If we manage to get the economy growing, our young people may not just get jobs that are created by others. They can create jobs on their own. And I would like to relate it also to the fight against climate change. We need to invest a lot more in solar, especially in Africa. If we use the sun that has given to us by God to create energy, more young people will have opportunities wherever they are located in Africa, whether it is in West Africa, East Africa, South or the North, because everywhere in Africa there is the sun, and the sun has so much energy that we can use to create jobs for ourselves and create jobs for others.
The interviews presented in this report were produced by the Workers' Activities Program of the ILO, ACTRAV. And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.